Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Brought to you by Paul Davis Restoration. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. For your restoration needs. That's restoration, not respiration. Remember that.
I just had something fun happen. Well, it could have been fun, but I don't think I'm going to do it. So, you know, I'm flying to Dallas tomorrow with my son for our baseball trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of those messages that said, hey, don't worry. You're still on your original flight, but we're looking for volunteers to move flights. Check the offers. Click here to check the offers. Okay, because a few years ago, going to Pittsburgh for the baseball trip, they said if you'll leave an hour and a half later, 2 hours later, where it was, we'll upgrade you to first class. Cool. And we had a blast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
I hear Pittsburgh's beautiful this time of year.
So they give me a bunch of flights, but it doesn't tell me what the offer is.
The offer is to get on one of those flights instead. That's what the offer is.
Yeah. They're like, how do you feel about Portland?
Yeah, I mean, it's still showing me it's going to Dallas and all this stuff, but I don't know.
Could we interest you in 2 pickets to Pittsburgh?
Did you say Pittsburgh?
Yeah. No.
Dallas.
I don't know when to click. It Pittsburgh? Says choose, and I don't want to mean if I click choose, does it tell me what the offer is?
That sounds like spam. Are you sure it's from
the? Yeah, I'm sure it's from the airline. Yeah, it's from American Airlines.
Hmm.
I don't know. I might leave it alone. Yeah. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Leave well enough alone. Yeah. Leave it alone.
But I might be able to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the offer is upgrade to first class for $200 per ticket.
The Philippines?
No.
I'm going to leave that alone.
Dallas.
See what happens.
Per ticket. Do you want a ticket? Get your ticket.
Yeah. Going to, the world's largest sports bar on Friday night.
Really?
Yeah. There's this massive sports bar right next to the stadium where we're staying. So it's cool. Anyway, yeah. So enough of my crap. I had nothing to offer. I was just sharing.
It's fun.
Yeah. I know it's a very exciting conversation. We just had to start off share funny. My bad.
No, I mean, that's the ballpark at Arlington.
Yeah.
Which I had to tell my wife last night. She asked me if... where y'all were going. She knew y'all were going this weekend. Yeah. And said, where y'all going? And I said, Arlington. And to be honest with you, I was kind of baiting her because I could have said Dallas. But I said Arlington because technically it's in Arlington, Texas, not Dallas. It's right outside of Dallas. And she goes, oh, is he staying with his friend? I said, no, Jody, that's Houston. This is Arlington.
Wow. What an idiot.
Duh. It's only called the ballpark at Arlington. Or it used to be, I guess. It's not that anymore.
This new one's 2 years old.
Yeah. Is it in Arlington?
Yeah, it's literally across the street from the old one.
Yeah.
So now there's where that hotel is that we stayed. That's the one that Kate and I are staying in.
Yeah.
There's the Cowboys Stadium, the old ballpark, and the new ballpark, and this massive big shopping area mall that has the world's largest... sports bar in it.
It's massive big.
They're all together now, like sitting on corners facing each other kind of deal. Crazy.
Yeah, but still, it's not Houston. My wife's such an idiot.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Jody the dumb idiot. What a fool.
Can't feel.
Stupid. Oh, my God. I can't believe you thought that.
I know. I can't believe I married her.
Wow.
I put her genes in my children.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, I I unexpectedly went and ran errands with Jody and my daughter yesterday. We went to a nice boutique to get a friend of Jody's a birthday gift. And the boutique wasn't even close. It wasn't. We had to go to the next town over for this boutique.
Really?
Yeah. Then after that, we went somewhere else. And then we ended up, it seems like every trip ends up at Costco now.
Every time you go out, you end up at Costco?
It's like, oh, we got to go back to Costco. For what?
What a thrilling afternoon. Yeah. A boutique and then Costco.
Yeah. But the boutique was pretty cool. They had some men's stuff in there, and it was a high-end thing, yeah.
Ooh.
So, you know, the kind of clothes that I wouldn't waste money on while I'm fat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah, if I ever lose weight, I'll come back.
I didn't even know there were guy boutiques.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a boutique with a men's section.
But it's mostly basically for women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got this at the boutique.
Right.
I picked up this at the boutique.
The boutique.
The boutique. I don't know. It's French.
Because like a lot of Southerners say bouquet of flowers instead of bouquet.
Really?
I think Ace says bouquet.
A bouquet?
You say bouquet?
No, it's a bouquet. I do not say bouquet.
I thought you say bouquet.
I may.
A bouquet.
A bouquet?
Now that you got all cityfied, maybe you say bouquet. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people where I grew up would call it a bouquet.
Okay.
She got a bouquet. And she got the bouquet at the wedding.
Yeah.
Because regular French words are weird sounding.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you try to catch the bouquet at the wedding?
Never.
No.
I don't even get up. And if I do, I'm in the...
How jaded. She's like, y'all go ahead.
Nah, it ain't going to work, even if I catch it. Yeah.
Do they jump over a broom at the weddings you go to?
No.
No?
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. I've just never been to a wedding where they jumped over a broom.
I thought that was a Jewish thing.
No, a Jewish thing, they bust a glass.
Okay, yeah. Somebody thought both of them were Jewish things.
That's old dolls.
What?
Is that what they say?
I doubt it. Well, I can...
You say it?
Say.
Mazel tov. Don't they say that? Mazel tov.
Yeah.
And then they'd break the glass?
Yeah, I thought you said mazel toss.
Oh. Mazel tov.
It's technically mazel tov.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. I know this because I'm Jewish.
Yeah.
Actually not. But I know some.
Do you,
Jewish man? People, yeah. Don't tell my mama.
What? Whatever that means.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
He gone off and got an old city fire with Jewish friends and things.
Yeah. I've even broke bread with a few of them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Did y'all know that Adam is Jewish?
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're friends just like anybody else would be friends. Look at Alexis there. I'm friends with her too.
Yeah.
Look at there.
What are you trying to say?
But I'm just saying that, you know, we're from all different walks of life, all different creeds.
ATJ Inc. is quite diverse.
Yeah. It's like a UN council meeting in here.
Oh my God.
I mean, that dang Rob, he's from dang
Michigan.
Michigan. The glove.
Yeah.
The glove.
Yeah, the glove.
Michigan's called the glove?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
No, I was
I'm not from Michigan.
You from Michigan, boy.
Nah.
Boy, you from Michigan. What? You better start recognizing it.
Don't be trying to act like you're not from Michigan because you know you're from Michigan.
Don't put that shit on me.
You from there.
I used to tell Alexis, have to tell my daughter all the time, hey, you're not from Louisiana. She would tell me, yeah, I'm from Louisiana. No, you're not. You've never lived in Louisiana, not a moment of your life. You were born and raised right here in North Carolina. That's, your whole life has been right here. Well, y'all are from there. Yeah, that's a totally different thing, man. It's not the same thing.
Can't claim it.
You cannot claim it. You know?
But he's not, Rob is not actually from Michigan, right, Rob?
Correct. I was born and raised here. I'm the only one besides my dad that was born here. I've never lived in Michigan.
Right, just like Riggins, you're not from Chicago. No. Yeah, your family is from Chicago. Yeah. You're not.
They won't let you forget it. I mean, it. At some point, it's like, let it go. You haven't been there in 30-plus years.
Yeah. How old is your brother? Your oldest brother. Was he born here or in Chicago?
Chicago.
Okay.
And you were...
Close to 40.
You were born here, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was your Kevin brother born here?
No.
No?
No.
He was born in Chicago also?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So he must have moved right after Kevin. Yeah.
Okay. So no wonder you have this air of superiority about you over the rest of your family. Because by your birthright, you're Southern.
Yeah.
Which is way better than being from Chicago.
American by birth, Southern by the grace of God.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
You ever heard that phrase, Alexis?
No.
Hell yeah. That's a goddamn Skinner album title. American by birth, Southern by the grace of God.
Yeah. I mean, I don't claim that. I don't know about Skinner and stuff, but yeah, I don't know. It's just like, let it go. Like, I don't know. They got Chicago stuff like all over their house. Let it go.
That's where they're from.
Yeah, but it's like, do you need to have like memorabilia all over the place? You've been here 30 plus years.
Okay, I've lived in Georgia. I have LSU stuff all over my
house. I know. It's like, come on. Get with the program.
You would put me in line with that.
Get with the program. And who wants to go to Chicago?
I want to go for the food.
Oh, I love Chicago. Chicago's a fun town.
Yeah, I'm not going. I've been, and I loved it, but that's been a while.
Yeah, until you get.
Yeah, I'm not going up in there with Lori Lightfoot running things.
Not a chance.
And murder capital of the world.
Is it the murder capital of the world?
Of the United States, it is.
Yeah. It's got like a higher murder rate than places in the Middle East.
Really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it's up something like 185% in the past 15 months. The murder rate has gone up again.
It's higher than El Salvador, I think, which used to be, you know.
So you come from a family of killers.
No, I don't.
I bet they don't say it like that, though.
But you need to read the news, girl. You need to watch some news.
Yeah.
Get out of that pool.
The news is depressing.
Stop taking naps.
I haven't taken a nap. Actually, a lot. Yesterday, I took a 15-minute nap.
Less than 24 hours ago, I did take a nap.
But I haven't taken a nap.
It's only 15 minutes. I was resting my eyes.
Uh-huh.
Jody.
And you didn't eat anything off your diet yesterday but 4 Skittles?
Yep, I was so proud of myself. I was dying the whole day. I hated it. I hated the whole day. But I did it. And the meal that I had yesterday wasn't that bad. It was taco pasta.
Mm-hmm. From a clean eats place?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But all I could think about was cheese all day, and I even dreamt about it at nighttime. I bought a Philly cheesesteak sandwich with cheese sauce.
Yeah, that was the first thing she told me this morning. She said, look at that. I was dreaming about this last night. And it's a cheesesteak with a ladle of, like, cheese sauce just being poured over the top. It looked good. It looked really good.
And the meat is glistening.
Who has a dream about cheese?
Me.
Me.
Me. Queso, por favor.
Yeah, Riggins. Queso, por favor.
Cheese, please.
Cheese, please.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, when they take little kids' pictures in Latin countries, do they say queso?
Queso.
Queso.
Queso. Digan queso.
Say queso.
Queso.
Click.
Cha-ching. Well, we made a date to go to this new cheesesteak place when it opens in a couple weeks.
Who, you and Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's go.
Yeah, we've been talking about it.
Because it's a pop-up right now that they only serve two cheesesteaks. One of them has provolone on it, and one of them has the traditional...
The sauce
that they use up in Philadelphia. So I said, and now they're opening an actual restaurant. And I said, let's do it. Mm-hmm. So whenever that opens... And I are going to go there.
And you know where it's going to be?
Do you know where it is?
I think you told me.
Yeah, I told you. I don't know.
Plaza Midwood, maybe?
I think it is Plaza Midwood in Charlotte.
Is that safe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's safe.
No. You used to go to Target and Best Buy there all the time when I lived uptown.
Yeah. Is that where the... tell me something else that's in there.
There's a Hickory there's a Hickory Tavern in there. There's a Dressler's. Oh, right there. You probably have never been over there. It's right around the corner. It used to be an old, where it's located, used to be an old mall when we worked on the corner right. 3rd and South Kings.
Yeah, I have been to that Hickory Tavern because the radio station had a little event there one time.
There you go.
Yeah, I was there.
Ooh.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Ooh, my microphone stand is still squeaky.
TJ Richards, your microphone working? Why? Damn, that thing's squeaking loud.
I know.
Why is your microphone squeaking?
Squeaky over there.
Is everybody squeaking? That's rigging.
Mine's not squeaking no more. Oh, no, there it is. Ridiculous. Oh, my God.
You knew that was coming, right?
Not the sound effect. Oh, I hate it.
Grow up, Alexis.
Please. We're trying to put on a professional broadcast here. Trying to get us a $60 million deal like that girl with her podcast.
Yeah.
And then you're just being silly.
You know what made her really popular? She gave tips about how to do the perfect solo act on a guy.
Yeah.
And she had a name for it and everything, and it became like a trending thing. And she said, when you do this one thing, you will watch his soul leave his body. That's how dramatic it was.
I need to see what that's about.
It's called the something something 3000.
I don't know if I should Google that.
Sounds, can we just bring the podcast up? And you've seen it. You've seen the wording 1,000 times now in different places.
Yeah, I haven't. This is the first I'm hearing of this.
Yeah, but it really made that podcast explode. That's what it's called. And now she's $60 million richer, so you got to love it. You got to love it.
Huh. Okay. Fun.
You got to tap into the market.
Yep.
Okay. I'm going home creating a new nasty podcast.
It's working. For 60 million? Yeah, I'll say some crazy shit for 60 million. I'll say just about anything.
So this family in England found a dead cat on the side of the road. They thought it was their missing cat, Frankie. So they picked it up and paid to have it cremated. And then all of a sudden, Frankie suddenly showed back up at the house, alive and well.
So.
Well, first of all, I guess that would freak you the hell out if you are just, walking out in your yard one day, and then the cat that you just had cremated comes walking up.
Pet Cemetery, that's what I would think.
Yeah.
That's a dumb movie, too.
I've never seen
it. I had to watch that. It's dumb.
You ever seen Pet Cemetery?
The original. Yeah. Not the new one.
The original. Yeah, the
original. Maybe the new one is the one I've seen. Yeah.
Is it Stephen King?
I think so.
Yeah. No, I
haven't. Oh, it is creepy. Mm-hmm. Creepy, because they find out the cat comes back. Well, when the son dies, they bury the son, and he comes back. And it's terrifying.
The little kid they use is creepy. Is the reason it was scary.
Yeah. Have you seen the new one's not scary at all? Sucked. It's just weird.
Yeah. Well, now I don't have to see it.
Yep.
Thanks a lot.
You just told me everything. But what I'm thinking is, if it were me, I would start going, well, and we wasted money on cremating somebody else's cat.
That would be my thought. Whose cat did we cremate? Maybe you did a nice thing.
I mean,
but why would they cremate the cat anyway?
To keep
it dead on the side of the road?
Because they don't want to. But they don't want to have to bury it. So there's like a dead on the side of the road. Cremated.
Less to deal with if you bury it than if you have to pick it up, take it to a crematorium.
But we cremated our dogs. The two dogs that have died, Peyton's dog and Toby, was cremated.
It can't be too expensive to cremate an animal, right? Like a small dog or a small cat. Can't be that much.
Yeah, we cremated both of them. Yeah.
Can you just cremate it yourself?
Hey, everything you do with an animal is expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that yourself.
Is that legal?
I don't know if it's illegal.
Yeah. Is that legal? The bigger question is it illegal?
I'm like, I'm having a Viking funeral for my cat, please.
Yeah. Open my own crematorium.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to my apartment.
We need
AKA
the crematorium.
Oh my god. Gross. I can't.
Oh, it's hot in here.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be burning up before it's over.
Things are gonna heat up tonight in the crematorium.
Oh my god,
it is awful. It is awful. Hey, Ashley, tell them what you call my apartment. I don't call it that. Tell him. He calls it. She's like, why are you with him?
Yeah. Hey, just get a sign put on your door, Riggins. The crematorium.
Thought maybe after dinner we pay the check and you might want to go and check out the crematorium.
That's awful. He's so funny.
Mm-hmm. I know. Sorry, ladies. He's all mine.
He's taken.
We have these friends, and the wife is always saying that about the husband. Oh, back off, ladies. He's mine.
It's so gross.
Yeah. Y'all know my friend Brian.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, what a character.
Yeah,
that dude's a character.
He's a character. He's a card.
He's a real card.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, I think it would be easier to just bury the cat than have to pick it up, put it in some sort of a carrying thing, take it to the crematorium, mm-hmm. get things heated up.
Yeah,
let me tell you what.
And then go back and pick it up and the whole thing.
Do you remember when I had to bury that dog when we first moved here?
Yeah, I do.
Taking that thing to the vet and dropping it off and having it cremated would have been 1,000 times easier.
But
than that
wasn't a normal bury a pet situation. They were built. Their house wasn't built yet. It was in the process of being built. And his ex-wife wanted the dog buried out there behind where the house was going to be. And when you're falling down in the mud.
Yeah, because when the house was built on a small. Did you ever go to that house, Riggins?
Yeah.
It was a small and not a big house, but it had a steep little yard.
First house.
It had the backyard was very small, and it dropped off and sloped down. While they were building the house, they had yet to put the shrubbery on the little slope. And it sloped down into like a greenway area that was owned by the state or something. I don't know, but you couldn't build back there. And so I went up, drove up there, and I was like, look, guys, I got this, you know, dog died. My wife really wants it buried in the yard. And the guy's like, look, I really, until you close on this house, even though it's your house, like, it's illegal for you to bury anything or do anything to it. And I said, I understand that. I said, okay. And he said, but what happens beyond the silt line is not my business, because that's somebody else's land. So the silt line was at the bottom of the hill. Well, it's raining. Okay. So I'm out there with a shovel and go out there, and it's that hill has no shrubbery on it. So it's just a hill of dirt, and it's raining. So it's wet. And I'm holding this dog wrapped up in a blue U-Haul blanket, and it's dead. And I slide down the hill. I fall and slide down the hill. So now I'm trying to dig a hole in the rain, in the mud. And it's like trying to dig a hole on the beach. The more you dig, like the water washes in, the more it just fills in while you're digging. No. And I'm out there, I mean, covered in mud. Now I'm cussing. Son of a bitch. You know, I'm digging. And I finally get it. Like, this looks like it's 6 feet. Close enough. And I get the dog buried and I keep him in the wrapped up in the U-Haul blanket, you know, and I get it filled in. And for a long time, I was terrified one day I'd look out there and see U-Haul blanket. So to get out of there, though, I've still got to get back up this steep ass, like 10, 11 foot hill, which was tough because it's raining and it's muddy. And by the time I made it back up, I was covered in mud, and I had I'd just gotten a new truck here. I had a Toyota 4Runner. I had literally just gotten it. It had leather interior. I was so proud of this. And I had to strip off my clothes. I stood kind of around where neighbors couldn't see me and stripped off my clothes down to my underwear. And I drove back to my apartment in my underwear and had to call my ex-wife and say, hey, I need you to bring me down some clothes. Or a robe or something. So I think I didn't have a robe at the time. Can you bring me down some clothes? Because my clothes are covered in mud and I don't want to get mud all over my brand new truck. And she did.
So you're riding your new pickup truck with leather interior in your tidy whities?
No, they're probably boxer briefs. It might have been tidy whities. I'm not sure. But they're white underwear. I'm just driving across town completely naked except for my I'm praying nobody hits me. I don't have to get out.
Man.
Yeah, it was not a good day.
That's how poor we was. I didn't even have a robe at the time.
Yeah, exactly. What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live, weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
So, what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show, plus loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast, recorded live weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, and available only on the Ace and TJ app. Now, back to Share Funny.
Hey, in the, like when he says, what is the Ace and TJ Show Plus, whatever, and then he goes, it's Ace and TJ, it sounds like he says Ace and TJ on that one, Ace. Where he said, like he had a lith. Ace and TJ. Can you play it again?
No.
It won't reset?
I don't have
it. Rob will put it
Rob
back
has
in
to
there.
Put it in there to replay.
Ace and TJ. Ace and TJ.
Is it down here, Rob?
Wait.
No, that's number six. No, we need number five, right?
He said he's holding up a finger. He's giving you the finger right now.
Okay. There it is. Here we go. You ready?
Okay.
So, what is Ace and TJ Plus? It's the Ace and TJ Show.
It does.
It's the Ace and TJ Show.
Yeah.
He gets it right the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ace.
It's the Ace and TJ. Yeah.
He just got caught that one. That's the Ace.
It's the Ace and TJ.
Trying to be funny.
Ace-y-poo.
Ace and TJ.
Like they're ever gonna make it. Losers. Huh. Well, I'll tell you somebody who believes in us. One Mr. Paul Davis, that's who.
Oh, good.
Nice. Yeah.
Smooth.
Thanks. So if you need some emergency services from Paul Davis Restoration, it's what they pride themselves on. It's getting a quick response time, boom, 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 getting you all straightened out when you've had storm damage or water damage. And what is contents cleaning? What is that?
Your contents of your home need cleaning.
Well, they're going to clean the contents.
You know? Like if you have a table.
A table of contents.
If you have a table, your kitchen table's okay, but there's been a fire in the house. Yeah. It needs to be cleaned because it's covered in soot or it's got a smoky smell from the emissions of the fire that was in your home. They'll take care of that. They can do anything.
Yeah,
they're super kind, and they do everything in a shockingly timely manner.
So that table is what you call a table of contents.
Yeah.
Right.
Jody would love that. She puts her groceries out there and be like, oh, look, it's a table of contents.
She wouldn't think that's funny.
Shut up.
You're so weird. Go get the water out of the car.
Oh, damn. I bought a whole case of water the day to go to the boat on Sunday because that was all you could buy, was a whole case. And I was like, that's great. I don't need this water anyway. Threw it in the bed of the truck, got there, threw a couple water bottles, six water bottles in there, you know, went on about my business. And then Monday afternoon, maybe, when it was 91 degrees, I walked out to the truck and was like, oh, look at that. There's 18 bottles of water in the back of my truck, hot as hell.
Are they rolling around or are they still in the
back? They're still in the thing. They're actually still back there because I figured I might as well throw them away now because, man, it's got some weird thing. Oh, yeah, you got to throw them away now, man, because the plastic gets hot, it's heated, and it'll give you cancer or whatever. That's true.
Yeah, Sheryl Crow said that.
Right? I used to leave water bottles in my car all the time, and I'd just leave it in there then all day, and then the next morning bring it in and dump it out and wash it out and refill it. Mm-hmm. She was like, the plastic gets hot, it'll give you, you know, whatever. I think there's something to this. I think this is legit, man.
But anyway, charlotte.pauldavis.com if you need your table of contents cleaned
and
fire damage and all that other stuff.
And as TJ always points out, you don't have to be in Charlotte because they're all over the place. But that's, you
know, yeah.
They're super nice and incredibly timely.
So I'm sitting here working hard and trying to figure out if I want to order a back it up Terry shirt for 4th of July.
Roses are red, fireworks are scary. Back it up, Terry.
It's a spam thing I got in my email. That's a done to death thing, right?
I don't know.
Like if you wear a shirt, like this shirt has, it's, you know, patriotic colors, of course. And it reads, "Oh Lord, what you doing, Terry? Put it in reverse."
Put it in reverse.
It's got a little firework rocket.
I think that's funny.
Yeah.
Too many words. I think it just needs to have the picture and just say, back it up, Terry.
Happy 4th of July.
I would find that funny if somebody walked up with that.
I think it's funny.
But then there's this one. Oh, it's loading.
Wouldn't wear it all says, the time.
No, that's not the one I clicked on. This is bullshit. Bolshevik. Oh, I see what it's doing. It's being a derp.
Derp.
Mm-hmm. I guess I could have just enlarged it from the main page rather than. Yeah. Now, this one just says in cursive lowercase letters, or as Ace would say, little letters.
Yeah.
Back it up. And then underneath it says Terry in all caps with a tie-dye red, white, and blue. And then under it in cursive in little letters, put it in reverse.
Yeah, that's
fine. Back it up, Terry. Put it in reverse.
You can't wear tie-dye, remember?
Yeah, these are just the letters, not the whole shirt.
Yeah, I would find that amusing, though.
Yeah, on 4th of July.
Because you don't see too many of those.
Yeah. Maybe not in September. It's just like a hokey shirt. Mm-hmm. But on the 4th of July, I think it's appropriate.
Yeah.
That's a classic. We got to remember to play that around that time.
Mm-hmm. And I don't even think it's that expensive, but my wife would think, because I bought it, that it's very expensive.
Well.
$21.
You bought a Back It Up Terry t-shirt? Yeah, I can just hear her.
File for all of that stuff.
What?
You bought a t-shirt that says Back It Up Terry.
And you're going to wear it one day.
Yeah.
One day.
Uh-huh. You know what? She's not wrong.
Well, you can wear it other days around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bought what?
I'm sure it's soft as butter, too.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And it won't cut your nipples off.
You know, it's all about the thread count in the shirt.
Yeah.
All right, Riggins, are you ready to do the script club reviews?
Sure. You ready?
I'm ready.
Hey, let's do it.
Is everybody else ready?
I'm ready.
Ready?
Ready? Ready? This is where we go across the country and find real strip clubs and real reviews of those strip clubs. These people oftentimes leave their full names under these one-star reviews, and it's a lot of fun. So we will start in the Sugar Shack in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. John said, this place is filled with rude girls and sky-high prices. I think the owners of this place are mistaken and assume they're in Las Vegas. Well, let me bring you back to reality, guys. You're in Wisconsin, and all you have is ugly, rude girls.
I like that one. Don't get too big for your britches.
You think you're in Vegas.
Yeah, no, you're in Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And I just couldn't help myself. This is actually a 4-star review. A guy named Dominic was thrilled at the Sugar Shack because of their food. He just wrote, OMG, the hot wings, me likey long time.
Shut up.
Me likey long time.
Likey long time.
Shut up, Dominic. You dope.
Well, at least he didn't say daddy likey.
Yeah, I mean, that is that worse? That's got to be the most overdone, like, just me likey long time. Shut up. Then we can go to Washington Park, Illinois. I don't know where that is. Scarlett's Cabaret. Abraham left a 1-star review, and he said, hey, there's a Salvadorian girl here. Be careful. She likes to steal your money. And the security guards, too.
Yikes.
I don't know how he knows she's from El Salvador.
Hey, Rob. Can you use that take Riggins out of context there and do one of those things that says personality profile or whatever of Alexis, and then have Riggins going, we got a El Salvadorian girl and she'll steal your money.
That's good. Love that. Then we can go up to Columbia, Missouri. Daniel left a short 1-star review. He said, the DJ barely works. He doesn't do anything but press play and yell over the mic, which girl's next?
Come on. Hurry your ass up.
Let's go.
So he doesn't even introduce them.
No. Which one of you whores is next? Let's go. It's just the worst. Then we can go to Galena, Kansas. Galena, Kansas, at Sensations Gentlemen's Club. Jerry left a 1-star review. Said it's awful. Girls were literally hard to look at. The music was played over Pandora or something because there was weird ads between the songs. No, he just like popped his phone out.
Can't even pay for no ads. No. Come on.
He's got a free Pandora account.
I wonder, did they look up like stripper playlist?
Yeah. And then they don't know what they're going to be dancing to. They're just like, it's a surprise every time. But it's Galena, Kansas.
But it's a stripper playlist. Just go with it, ladies.
All of a sudden you hear an ad. You're like, what the hell is that shit?
Watch this short ad to get 30 minutes uninterrupted.
No skips.
And she's just like waiting for the music. She's like, I got to figure out what's going to play here.
You're out of skips.
Then we can go to West Allis, Wisconsin. At a place called Spotlight. Joe left a short 1-star review. He said, well, for the price of a pizza, you can have a girl sit on your face.
That was it. Wait, is that a 1-star or a 5-star?
No, he was implying that it's gross.
Oh.
So 1-star review.
Ew.
Yeah. This one's kind of interesting. Paradise Saloon in Lawrence, Kansas. Daryl said, I didn't have high expectations because one of the dancers walked out and she was wearing a hoodie and cowboy boots. Really? Again, Lawrence, Kansas. What are you going to do? And then finally, just one more one-star strip club review from the Paradise Saloon. David had an interesting one-star review. He said, nobody else would give this skankatorium more than a zero.
Skankatorium.
Skankatorium.
I like that.
Good Lord. So those are the one-star strip club reviews.
The skankatorium.
I think I like that word. The Pandora one is one of my favorites of all. That's a top five all-time favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's just like, we don't know what the hell we're doing.
Shit. Plugging in my phone. Are you a DJ at that point? I mean, when you
No. If you're just plugging in your phone, you're probably the manager, and you're just
Earl at that point.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I got
you're doing some bartending, you're doing some waiting of tables, you're DJing a little bit.
That was the extent of his DJing, just plugging in his phone.
And then you hear it ring over the speakers.
Yeah.
My damn wife's calling me.
Shit.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
On the regular old morning show today, we introduced a new concept, a new term called left field cravings, where it just means that you're having a craving for something that you shouldn't be, meaning that it's, you know, not the right time or nobody else would want this right now, that kind of thing. It just hits you out of nowhere. For the example was that at 7:20 this morning, I was craving extra dirty martinis. So that doesn't fit with 7:20 in the morning. And I don't drink a ton like that. Like maybe you think, well, it's not out of nowhere if you're an alcoholic, which I'm not. So then people started sending in theirs. And are you looking up, Riggins, what Mexican lasagna is?
Hell yeah, because that sounds delicious. He said he bought it. He would get it frozen. And we were just discussing, like, what? I've never even heard of that. What is it? But here, I see it here. You can get it at Walmart.
I've had that. My mom used to. We had that. My mom used to make that. Or maybe it was frozen. I don't know. It's delicious.
This guy has bought it at Walmart. Mexican style lasagna with nacho cheese sauce, salsa made with beef, beans, cheddar cheese, and tortilla crumbs.
I think, okay. That, yeah, I've had that before. Yeah. It's like we called it a Doritos casserole.
Yeah.
It is fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, but it does have pasta in it?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm assuming. I guess.
Yeah, the like ones we had as kids didn't have pasta.
Yeah, no, we didn't have pasta either. It was just layers of chips and queso and beef. And I think it had maybe Rotel tomatoes in it.
Yeah, that looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Never even heard of that.
And it's the Walmart brand.
Yeah.
Great value.
Yeah, he said, I used to buy it all the time, frozen at Walmart. Because somebody asked for the recipe. They were like, I've never heard of that, but do you have a recipe? So, how about it? Walmart, damn Walmart frozen.
Yeah, I think my mom used to make it.
It sounds good.
It's very good.
And then some of these other ones, like I never even heard cottage cheese with diced ham in it. Like I know that probably sounds repulsive to a lot of people, but that sounds good. That.
Sardines and french fries?
Ew.
Did you put it on the social media, Riggs? Yeah. And that's what people were responding to?
Yeah.
Well, there are some recipes for Mexican lasagna all over the place.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the lady who just said she was craving Dairy Queen.
Yeah, well.
I guess figure out what it is, what you want when you get there.
Anything Dairy Queen.
I haven't had Dairy Queen in a minute.
Me neither.
What are Scotch eggs?
That's like breakfast sausage wrapped around a soft-boiled egg.
Okay, because this lady said scotch eggs.
And then fried, deep-fried. Yeah. I've never had one, but I've seen them on the internet. Yeah. Alexis is showing a picture of chilaquiles, which looks good.
Which, that's what I would think a Mexican lasagna would be like.
Yeah. What?
Chilaquiles.
Chilaquiles.
What are chilaquiles?
It's like a deconstructed enchilada, pretty much.
Okay. A tore up enchilada.
It's so good.
Sounds good, though.
Be making a mess in your pants.
Look at this picture.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Mm-hmm. That's delicious.
Melty cheese everywhere and sauce.
A burrito.
Cilantro.
Like a big old burrito.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had a burrito in forever.
Have I had a burrito? No. I had tacos in Denver, and they were bomb. There's this place called Torchy's out there. Mm-hmm. Some of the best tacos I've ever had in my life.
It's weird, because Denver not known for great Mexican food.
I know, but this place is everything.
It is?
Yeah. It's everything.
This place is everything.
Oh. Touched my soul, those tacos.
Of course.
My God. Shut up.
Yeah, Rob. You act like it's not possible for it to have been everything.
It was everything.
Every bite.
Touched my soul.
Every bite touched my little pieces of my soul. Every bite.
What are you having today?
I don't know. I have to look through those. Hope not. Yeah, I don't know. I have to look through those meals. Ugh.
What have you had so far today?
Just a breakfast bar and water. It's the worst life ever.
Mm. I got some chips in here.
No, I'm not eating your chips ever again in my whole life.
Yeah, water becomes pretty boring, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I really forgot to eat earlier. I was supposed to eat at 8 o'clock and I forgot.
Your turkey sausages?
Yeah. Don't know why I like that turkey sausage. No, this is a different type of turkey sausage. It's not the type that Jody and I fight over.
You were just going to eat them by themselves? You didn't have any bread or anything
like that?
No,
I brought an English muffin.
Oh, okay.
You eat an English muffin?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
Surprised.
Not my number one choice, but if I'm trying to eat clean.
You're surprised because it's English?
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like it's a southern...
It's not.
I like an English muffin fine. Yeah. I never eat them, but they're fine.
But yeah, but you know, I love a sausage McMuffin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. That's an English muffin.
McMuffin. So I make my own sausage McMuffin with turkey sausage, you know, and a Thomas's.
Yeah.
What's a Thomas's?
Thomas brand English muffins.
Oh, okay.
But I know this may seem like a little thing to some people, but my father-in-law eats English muffins all the time, like all the time, but he only calls them muffins, and that drives me insane.
Yeah, because they're not muffins. They're not muffins. No. That's misleading.
Yeah, that is weird.
But you know, he's elderly, and maybe he doesn't know that they're not. Maybe my mother-in-law has told him that they're muffins to get him to eat them.
That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
This is a muffin.
Okay. All right. I'll eat it.
You know, I love it. What is it, blueberry?
I do like an English muffin when you cut it in half and you toast it and you put butter on it and it's still hot so the butter melts perfectly on it.
So the way you eat an English muffin?
Yeah.
I thought you were about to give us some sort of hack.
That it doesn't mean.
Oh, you toast it and put butter on it.
That sounds like...
Wow. Tell us how you drink water.
God. Sounds Guy like Fieri over here.
I love when you cut it in half and toast it and put butter on it.
Wouldn't have thought of that.
Whatever.
She started that. I was like, she's from the restaurant industry.
You should write a
cookbook.
She's
about to learn us something here.
They serve that at the restaurant?
Damn.
It's good.
Paula Deen over there.
I'm glad I taught you guys something today.
So are we.
I love when you buy a Sunny D and then take the cap off and then drink it.
That's how I love it.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant-free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams, maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.